February 24, 2022, Russia invaded Ukraine, causing approximately 6.9 million Ukrainians to flee the country and a third of the population displaced. That war still continues today. Hello, this is Sonia Hines, and welcome to Spotlight. Today, my guest is Viktor Akhtarov, and he is the director of FEBC Russia and Ukraine, and FEBC stands for Far East Broadcasting Company. Welcome, Viktor.
It's good to be here, Sonia.
Viktor, will you share with us FEBC's ministry to Russia and Ukraine?
Well, of course, yeah. We've been broadcasting to the former Soviet Union since 1949. Of course, when the Soviet Union disintegrated, we just went in and built the first station in 1992. And then just recently, in 2013, we built the first station in Ukraine. And the station was built in the city where the war began. You know, it began not this February, but about 8 years ago, in 2014. So that's a very short history of where we are. And of course, we have millions of listeners throughout Russia, Ukraine, and the former Soviet Union.
Now, as I mentioned earlier, the war against Ukraine by Russia, it continues. Are there any updates that you can share with us?
Yes, of course. It's a very difficult war for Ukraine. Very unexpected war. Some people expected that, you know, the Russians would attack in the east, just a couple of territories there, Donbas region. But as you know, it's a full-blown war. They're attacking from many different directions. And it is stagnating at this point as far as Russian advances, but it is very, very painful because the cities are being bombed and people are dying. We have a strong team in Ukraine, and when I'm talking to them, I realize that every single one of us have lost someone to this war. So that's where the country is. We are in this situation that is very painful, lots of suffering. And of course, this is true about our listeners, the callers who are calling us. We had to double and then triple the team of the counselors that we have in Ukraine. And more thousands of people are calling us every month for help because they look for hope and then they listen to our broadcast. And they find that hope and they call. You can't imagine, Sonia, what kind of calls we get. People are calling from the trenches as they fight, and we can hear the bombs exploding in the background. And people are saying, I'm here lying in the mud, and death is around me, surrounding me. My friends are dying every day. But I feel life coming from your broadcasts. And some people are listening on the radios. Some people are listening on their phones. And so many responses from mothers who lost their children, from mothers of soldiers, from families that are broken because, you know, the husband is serving somewhere and the wife and the kids are refugees in some different country or a different area of Ukraine. As you mentioned in the beginning, so many families are separated now. And it is amazing what God is doing at this time in Ukraine. We just opened two new stations. One is in Zaporizhia, which is, everybody knows Zaporizhia because that's where the nuclear station is. And nobody knows what's going to happen to it, if it's going to be the new Chernobyl or worse. But we just opened a few months ago a station in the midst of the war, people risking their lives to actually physically open the station, and we get so many responses from there. And just on August 4th, we started broadcasting in Kyiv, the capital of Ukraine, and that's 5 million potential listeners, and it is great to see what God is doing in the midst of all this tragedy.
How can we pray for Ukraine?
Well, one of the ways to pray, of course, is for the war to cease. I always ask for prayer for our broadcasters who are serving under very difficult circumstances. Most of them are scattered out of their homes, living in apartments that they're renting, sometimes, you know, sharing rooms, sometimes sharing beds with other Christian, like one young lady, without us even knowing that she was sharing a bed with another Christian lady because there's no no place to sleep. And every morning she would be upbeat and sharing hope of Christ. So please pray for our broadcasters. Many of them are in very difficult and difficult circumstances. And when I talk to our broadcasters, they are asking us to pray for their listeners, especially for those who just accepted Jesus. And there are so many of them, and we are trying to take care of them as far as connecting them to local churches. But they're new baby Christians, and they meet such difficult circumstances. So for them to stay strong in their faith.
Well, again, my guest is Viktor Akhtarov. He's the director of FEBC Russia, Ukraine. Viktor, we will continue to pray for FEBC broadcasters in the area. We'll continue to pray for the war to cease and for those new believers that have come to Christ just by hearing your station. Thank you so much for your service to that area.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for praying. We get this comment from our broadcasters all the time. We live by your prayers. We are able to minister because of your prayers. So really appreciate it.
This is Sonia Hines with Spotlight. Thank you for listening.
Spotlight, a public affairs program of the Mars Hill Network. Opinions expressed are not necessarily those of the Mars Hill staff, management, or board of directors. Inquiries and suggestions are welcome. Email them to spotlight@marshillnetwork.org or regular mail to Spotlight in care of Mars Hill Network, 4044 Mackays Road, that's spelled M-A-K-Y-E-S, 13215.